It's a good time of the year to make some resolutions. Lots of folks are doing that. Most of the resolutions that are made are probably of a physical nature that most people make. But I suppose the best resolutions are spiritual resolutions. Resolutions that have to do with our determination in obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. A song that most of us would be familiar with is a song entitled I Am Resolved. It's number 642 in our book, written by Palmer Hartsoff. He said, I'm resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He hath the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith. Do what he willeth. He is the living way. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me. Foes may beset me. Still will I enter in. I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. And then the chorus, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. Resolve is just a determination to do a given thing or not to do a given thing. The song I Am Resolved expresses the resolve or determination that's necessary in obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, a resolve that each and every one of us need. The first verse says, I am resolved no longer to linger. That's a good resolve for each and every one of us. The song, Jesus the Loving Shepherd, is a song that says, lingering is but folly. Jesus, the loving shepherd, calleth thee now to come. Enter the fold of safety where there is rest and room. That's the problem with lingering. Resolve no longer to linger. To linger is to wait or to put something off. The Apostle Paul taught that we must not put off obeying the gospel. We must not put off our salvation. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 2, he taught, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If today or now is the time, then certainly we must resolve no longer to linger. The song says, charmed by the world's delight, we're tempted to linger because we are charmed by the world and its delight. John taught, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And he went on to say, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2, verses 15 through verse 17. While the world may charm us, we must resolve no longer to linger. We must set our affection on things above, on things higher, and things nobler. That's what the song says, doesn't it? Resolve no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight, things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. And they will allure your sight when you set your mind on things above. And we will be encouraged no longer to linger when we put our mind to higher things and nobler things. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2 teaches us clearly that if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. We must resolve or be determined to linger or delay no longer, but to obey the gospel of Christ today. The second verse brings up another resolve or determination. Resolve no longer to linger, but also resolve to go to the Savior. You see, Jesus came to be our Savior, didn't he? You remember that the angel told Joseph concerning Mary, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." You remember why? "For he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1 and in verse 21. And we already remember Luke 19 and in verse 10 that suggests the purpose of Jesus coming. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Resolve to go. Go where? Go to the Savior. You see, lingering is but folly. Wait no longer. Go to the Savior. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 and in verse 15 that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world for what purpose? To save sinners. And the Savior himself invites us to come to him. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Resolve, determine to go to the Savior. For there is really no other place to go. You remember when many of the disciples of Christ on one occasion turned back, and the Bible says they walked with him no more? Jesus on that occasion asked the 12 a very simple question. He said, "Will you also go away?" And here's what Peter said. "Then Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go?' And then he went on to say, 'Thou hast the words of eternal life.'" What a great verse. Where are you going to go? Resolve to go to the Savior. For in reality, there is no other place to go, and Peter knew that. "To whom shall we go? If the Lord has the words of eternal life," and he does, "then where else would you go?" That context is John 6, verses 66 to 68. How do you go to the Savior? Well, you go to the Savior by doing what the Savior says. We go to Jesus by doing what Jesus taught in Matthew 16 or Mark 16 and in verse 16. When he said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Resolve no longer to linger, and resolve to go to the Savior. But the third verse gives us another resolve or determination, and that is resolve to follow the Savior. You see, it's one thing to go to the Savior, and it's something else to follow the Savior. We need resolve or determination once we've gone, once we've obeyed in a primary sense, then to follow the Savior. Notice the words after that in verse 3. "Faithful and true each day, heed what he saith, do what he willeth, He is the living way. You see, that is true following. Heeding what the Lord saith and doing what the Lord willeth each and every day of our lives. You remember the words of Jesus one time when he said, "Follow me." That was in the form of a question. He said to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16 and in verse 24. Peter spoke of Christ in 1 Peter 2 and in verse 21. And he said that Christ left us an example that we should follow in his steps. You see, following in the steps of Jesus is something that we don't just do one time. It's something that we do all the time and every time. We look to see where he stepped and what he did, and that's where we step and that's what we do. Faithful and true each day, heed what he saith, do what he willeth. He is the living way. Won't you be determined, and won't I be determined in this year to follow the Savior? And then the fourth verse says, "I am resolved to enter the kingdom." What a great resolve. You see, again, it's emphasized the importance of obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, as this song emphasizes that over and over again. Resolved to enter the kingdom of Christ, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. You see, it doesn't really matter what opposition I may face, what foes or enemies may say, still I'll enter in because of the resolve that I have, for the resolve that you have, the determination to enter the Savior, to go to the Savior, and to follow the Savior is also to enter the kingdom. You see, to enter the kingdom of Christ is to become a citizen of the greatest kingdom that there is. There is no kingdom that even begins to compare with the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Where else do you have Christ as king? You don't have that except in the kingdom of Christ. Where else do you have those promises and those hopes of a caring and loving Savior? Where else can we be citizen, fellow heirs, one with another? Where else? It's not available anywhere else. And Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians 2 and in verse 19, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." What a blessing to be fellow citizens with the saints, to be part of the household or the family of God. That's to be in the kingdom. And that's what this song is suggesting. Resolve to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. See, to enter the kingdom is to enter the church. For one, they are one and the same. It's emphasized in Matthew 16, verses 18 to 19, as our Lord taught, that there is no difference between, in that particular passage, the kingdom of Christ and the church of Christ. You see, the Christians at Colossae had been delivered from the power of darkness and had been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 1 and in verse 13. Remember John, as he wrote in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and in verse 9, he spoke of being in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. What a great place to be. Why not resolve today, right now, to enter the kingdom? Resolve today to enter the church. As the church then holds forth the truth so that the world might hear it and be saved. You see, for the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 15. Resolve. It's a good thing to do. Determine to enter the kingdom. And then to stay in the kingdom where the blessings of Christ are found. And then the last verse. Resolve to take others with us. That's what the verse is emphasizing. The words, I am resolved and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay, taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, will walk the heavenly way. See how all that fits together like a hand in a glove. Resolve no longer to linger. Resolve to go to the Savior. Resolve to follow the Savior. Resolve to enter the kingdom. And resolve to take others with us. What a great resolution for 2012. To take others with us as we walk the heavenly way. Come, friends. Come without delay. Well, how is it that we invite others to come go with us? The song suggests taught by the Bible. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit. Then we'll together walk the heavenly way. That's the way it works, isn't it? You see, it involves teaching others. Paul instructed Timothy to teach others. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 2. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Think about those words, teach others. We need to be teaching others. It's easy to forget about that, isn't it? Sometimes we maybe get so busy with things that we forget about the resolve and determination that we need to take others with us. Come thou and go with us, borrowing an expression from the Old Testament, and we will do thee good. And the Lord will. We'd all do well to be Andrews. Remember the story in the book of John chapter 1, verses 40 to 42. What a great story that we have that emphasizes putting first things first. As John was there speaking, and there was one that followed him, and it was Andrew. And he had a brother, and his brother's name was Simon Peter. We're probably more familiar with his brother than we are with Andrew, aren't we? But here's Andrew, who heard John speak and followed him. And the Bible says in verse 41, he first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And then notice the next sentence. And he, that is Andrew, brought him, that is his brother Simon, to Jesus. What a great story. What a great story. That's resolve. That's resolve, that's determination to take others with us. For the very first thing he thought of was, what about my brother? And he brought him to Jesus. Are there others that we need to be thinking about bringing to Jesus? There are, aren't there? You see, the Spirit and the bride say something. You know what they say? Come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22 and verse 17. Sometimes we need to just say, come. Come, friends, without delay. We'll walk the heavenly way. Resolve. Those are good spiritual resolutions, aren't they? Aren't they? And then the chorus continues to emphasize the resolve that's necessary in obeying the gospel of Christ. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, great as highest, I will come to thee. What a great song. To emphasize the determination that we all need in coming to Jesus, but then in following him from day to day. Are you resolved? Maybe you're resolved this evening no longer to linger. Maybe you're resolved to enter the kingdom. We'll be glad to help you with that. Or maybe as a Christian, we've lost some determination and resolve. It can happen. It can happen to all of us. And sometimes we need to renew our resolve, renew our determination. What a great time to do that. This beginning of a new year. I am resolved. Will the I in that I am resolved be you? I am resolved. I will hasten. I will come to thee. If we can assist you this evening in obeying the gospel, or making things right with God, we'll be glad to do that. While together we stand and we sing this invitation song, won't you come?